Today we were discussing all the details of Dvar Ma'amar Mechol Lashon in light of the Gemara that tells us that not only could you say the bracha in another Lashon, but you could even change the configuration of the bracha in the statement of Baruch Rachmana Dahai Pita of Rav Meir, which we even paskin like. So the question was there any limitations on this klal? So we saw the Mishnah Berurah yesterday said that it has to be a language that's spoken in the area that you live. And there was a machlokes between Tosfos and the Mishnah Berurah on whether or not you have to understand that language. Good. But Lashon HaKodesh seemed to be the safest language, that even if you don't understand, you're yotzei because of the maila of Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is an inherent objective language that's not relative to the interpretation of the community and the gathering and the area that you live in. So therefore, that objectiveness, that hierarchy in language, mela even takes effect even when a person does not understand. However, it's not so simple that always is the case. The Gemara in Brachas later on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis talks about a situation where you don't have a Zimun. So the Gemara says that when you don't have a Zimun, each person should bench on their own. If you go through the Gemara, you understand really the halacha the way it originally was. Zimun was not the way we understand Zimun to be. Zimun meant that one person was being moitzi everyone else in benching, which is why Rav Soloveitchik was machbid that the mezamin should actually say all of benching out loud. This is, if we would learn the seventh parak together, this would be a recurring theme throughout the seventh parak. The chabura being yotzi birkas hamazon al yideya chabura was one of the Rav's yortzeit shiur that he developed in from the seventh parak of brachas. But when there's no zimun, so then each one is on his own. And it's really not right for you to be yotzei with someone else. But the Gemara says, if you have a bor who doesn't have the capability of benching on his own, the Gemara says the seifer, the one who knows how to bench, has the ability to be mitzi. So this is a discussion the Rishonim have off of this Gemara, and off of the discussion in the Gemara that I'm sure you guys all want to get into, which is whether or not there's a zimun by nashim. It's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. So the Gemara discusses whether or not a woman could be yotzei through listening of Birkas Hamazon. So Tosfos writes over here on Mem Hei Amud Beis, "V'nashim tzarech iyin im yotzes bebirkas hazimun shel anashim me'acher she'ein mevios." Since the women don't understand Hebrew, you have to understand, Rabbi said, this was a time before even Sarah Schneer. This was a time when women weren't educated at all. And their knowledge, they didn't go to the Beis Medrash. Their knowledge in Hebrew and Lashon HaKodesh was minimal. So the Rishonim were stuck with a dilemma that they were discussing that by Birkas Hamazon, but really applies by Kiddush as well, that the women don't really understand. So how are we being motzi them? So the kasha is, what do you mean? Didn't we just develop yesterday Lashon HaKodesh is different? Lashon HaKodesh, even if you're not maven, according to most poskim, your halacha sounded like what? That has a mile on any other lashon that you don't need to understand. So apparently these Rishonim were entertaining the possibility that might be true when you're saying it yourself. But if you're activating through Shomea Ka'ine, so then what? Perhaps Shomea Ka'ine doesn't only mean that which the Gemara says, Beferish Rosh Hashanah, that the Shomea has to have Kavanah Lotzis, that the Mashmia has to have Kavanah Lotzis, the person who's being Motzi, that's for sure needed. That's a Gemara. That's a Halach in Shulchan Aruch. But some of the Rishonim then say, wait a second, Perhaps you also have to understand the words that are being said, kavanas hamilim. And therefore, shemeya ka'ayna might not work, even b'lashon ha'kodesh, if you don't have shmiya, which might mean havana, and understand it. Doesn't the Gemara say in Brachas, says Tosfos, Sofer mevarech ubor yotze? Mikan mashma she'af anoshim yotze mi'berkas ha'mazon shelanu. So Tosfos, you don't have a raya. Why don't you have a raya? The shiny boar she'mevin b'loshet ha'kodesh, v'yodeh k'tzas ma'ika omar, aval yeinu yodeh levarech. Not every boar is made equal. You could have different types of boars. You could have a person who understands Lashon HaKodesh, but just doesn't know benching. Or he doesn't have the ability to rattle off benching. So therefore, I need to be Yotze through you. But when you say the words that you're saying, I understand that language. I understand the words. Not every boar, we assume in this Gemara, means he's Imamish is the lowest level of boar. Imamish doesn't even speak the language. No. Maybe he's a boar that doesn't know how to bench. But when you say the right words, he'll understand those words. So Tosfos is not convinced that Noshim have a way out of being Yotze benching if they don't understand the words. Now this is more lamaisa to us, or by saying not in terms of benching, because most of us, Bizman HaZeh, bench on our own, including the woman. But it is more nogei lamaisa, Rabbi Yisai, halach lamaisa, in about, today's Thursday, 36 hours, when what? Forget Megillah. Let's first read Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Zohar, Erev Purim, Kiddush, Friday night. Anyone ever motzi their wives in Kiddush? Right? Yeah? It's Hashem soon, the Karev. Chevra. Tosfos is challenging that. Tosfos is saying that maybe you're not allowed to do that. Has anyone ever seen anyone of the woman that are saying along the words as the husband is Mekadesh? No? Mr. Brewer says to do it. Magan Avraham says to do it. I think that's where it came from.
That's where it came
from. I think that's where it came from.
Isn't that usually problematic?
Why?
Because, like, you can't hear the person saying Kiddush.
No.
They're not saying it for you.
They're not saying it for you.
No, but you're only saying that part.
Okay, so why that part is interesting. Maybe that part gets a little harder. Kivanu v'charta v'osanu kidashta mikol ha'amim. Guys, we're singing this on Purim. That's like the hardest part of Kiddush. What does that mean?
You're allowed to split it up?
Huh?
You're allowed to split it up? Like you tape over in the middle?
Meaning, can you do Shemeh Koyinah B'chatzi Abrocha?
That's what I'm saying.
You do Shemeh Koyinah B'chatzi Abrocha, Chevra? So Reb Kiva Eger thought you couldn't. But where's a raya that you could do Shemeh Koyin and Mechatzia?
You can't say half, you listen to half.
So this is totally on the Gemara, Daf Chafam and Beis, Chavra. That if the Isha is not going to be Maitzi, is going to be Maitzi the man, so the Rishonim write that you have to say Bris V'Torah, because they're not Chayiv in Bris V'Torah. So you see from the Rishonim that Shemeh Koyin and Mechatzia Bracha worked, like Sammy just asked. Kiv Eger thinks that it shouldn't work. He has a problem. But the Pashas is, Chazanish thinks Shemaya Kaina Chatzia Bracha does work. So that's the way it would work in Kiddush also. So maybe Kivana Vacharta came. Now you're never going to forget me whenever you're on a Shabbaton or they do that in your houses?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's every Kiddush, you'll remember me. So that's perhaps for this song.
I already did because I had to look at the lights.
I hear. Oh, very good. So Rabbi Yisai, Kivon HaMachayit V'Sonim Kadashta, maybe that's for this reason, for the Bichayit for the Yeshitas. But let's say you have a person that doesn't understand any of Lashon HaKodesh, any of Kiddush. So what's the din? So Tosfos thinks he doesn't have a raya, you don't have a raya from Bor. Because you can understand the Bor is in a different level of Bor. He knows the language, but he doesn't understand, and he doesn't know how to bench. any other rayas. So comes along the Mordechai and he says that Rashi was mekel on the shot. Rashi thought that the raya of Bor being yotzi al yidei sofer was what? Straight up a Bor gomer. Guy who doesn't know Hebrew. And you're just like we say by Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have to understand it. So too through Shamei Kohena, the Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have to understand it. And there's no difference. And the woman would be A-OK, just like the boar is A-OK. But Rashi brings a raya to his Yisoy. What's the raya to his Yisoy? Mitzvah of Megillah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah what? That what? The Gemara says that a laz, a person who speaks other languages, he doesn't speak Hebrew, is yoitzi b'loshen ashuris. Right? A person who doesn't speak Hebrew, the Mishnah Megillah says, could hear the Megillah in Hebrew. Frek the Gemara, kasha what? Va'ein in mevin maika amra. How could it be yoitzi the Megillah he doesn't understand? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We don't understand either. Everybody knows that there's two words in the Megillah, ha'achshtarponim, ha'achshtaronim, ben ramachim. Am I saying it right? Ha'achshtaronim, ben ramachim. Gemara says, "Ha'achashtaronim b'nei aramachim miyadinon." So it's a raya. What that you don't need to be maven. So Rashi says, "Ah, geshmak." So that's going to be the answer by noshim, by kiddush, and by noshim, by all shemei kohen and by birkas hamazon. That you don't have to be a maven. Purim is the raya to our shayla. Zok Toisvis, Zok the Mordechai, Zok the Rabbeinu Yoino, Pum Faker. You didn't finish the Gemara there. The Gemara goes on to say that the reason why it works is what? Because of a unique halacha. Because of what? Since the whole driving force by Megillah is what? Persume Nisa. And Rashi says that what? They're going to understand that something's going on. They're going to ask them, their friends, about what the story is. So there, by Persume Nisa, it's not necessary for you to understand every single word and have the translation of every word. And that's why we can be Mako by Achashtaronim. And that's why also you can be Mekel if you speak another language, Eloyazi, even though you're hearing it in Ashuris, in Hebrew. Because it's going to be enough to get you to understand the Kavonas HaInyan and to fulfill the mitzvah of Persume Nisa. But Zok Toisvis, but where you don't have an Inyan of Persume Nisa, where the mitzvah is not concluding like the Gemara Megillah and Daf Yud Ches says, and it's not Persume Nisa, so pum faker. So don't we go back to the regular din that you have to be maven? And Shemea Kohine is only if a person is Shemea in the deepest way, is understanding the Kavonas HaMilim. So I'm not sure about Yisai. The emes is, I don't know how Rashi really gets around that kasha. Meaning what Rashi brings a raya from this Gemara, that you see Kavonas HaMilim is not necessary, why didn't Rashi refute that Minei Ubei from the fact that the Gemara concludes that it's only because it's an Inyan of Persume Nisa? How could Rashi compare that and say that that's the paradigm and that that's the model that's now going to affect us for Birkas HaMazon and for Kiddush? Anyone have a teretz to that? Yeah.
Could you say it's lav dafka pursuing this, maybe if the woman's sitting by Kiddush, she understands you're Mekadosh Shabbos here, whether or not she understands it, the words is irrelevant. I mean, if they have the Indian or whatever is going on.
You're saying that's lav dafka by presuming nisa. It's a general rule of chapping the Indian by all mitzvahs.
Yeah. I mean, why would Megillah be any, like, every mitzvah has
because Megillah does have presuming nisa.
No, I'm saying, but is it dafka presuming mitzvah or also, like, every other mitzvah also has different
yad? Also, to support this, what Rashi says is that the whole idea is that so people will ask what is going on and they'll have the story told and they'll understand what the general broader picture is.
Okay, so bottom line, you have a person who's like mamish,
so you're
not from Baal Tshuva, from Alabama, doesn't know what Kiddush is and doesn't know a word of Hebrew. So now you get up, you stand up, and you make a recitation. So now, if they don't like find out a little details about what's going on, so now you'd say, according to everyone.
No, they're still Yotze.
What?
They need Kavanah to Yotze.
So that, now you're saying you're being from Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. Let's say Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichas Kavanah. You need to have in mind to be Yotze, whatever that means. But I don't have to understand what the mitzvah is. I don't have to know what the mitzvah is about to be kavanah to be Yotze. I just have to have kavanah that blues in whatever you're doing, it should work for me. Be attentive. I don't think I need to understand the mitzvah. So I'm asking you, according to what you're saying, if you're saying that this is going to cause kavanah sa'inyin in every mitzvah, so then Mamela.
Sounds like that from how Rashi explains Megillah also. I mean, seemingly from how Rashi explains Megillah, if someone just listened to Megillah and sat there and had no idea what was flying.
No, so that's clear that you need that for Megillah. I'm asking,
right, so why,
what do you do by other mitzvahs?
Not by Megillah, but by Kiddush, should be any different.
Right. So I'm saying, is that what you have to say? So if a person is mamish, like, totally, they're attentive, they stay quiet, fine. You do what you got to do, I'll latch on to you, fine. I have no idea what you're doing. No concept, no clue what, like, why this is any different than, like, the steak we're about to eat.
Then that might be a problem.
Then it would be okay, yeah.
But I'm saying, but if you hop, like,
that's very shy, Chevra. Even if you're Mekel on the Shiloh. Even if you're Mekel on the Shiloh. How do we paskin in the Shiloh? So the Ritva himself also thought to be Mekel. What? Like Shita's Rashi, Abba Rabbeisai in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Mishvura quotes two opinions on this. This is the wrong siman. Okay. In Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Katan Hei, Mishabura says, women who don't understand the words of Kiddush, so the Minig Olam is that they're Soymech on Shitas Rashi, on the Shita of their Ritva, that Shamea Kaina can still work even if you don't understand the Peir Shamilim. But if you look at the Mishabura says the better thing would be to be Choshish for the Taisus and for the Rabbeinu Yaina. That even though B'lashon HaKodesh, when you make it yourself, you're Yotze, even if you don't understand the words, but for Shamei HaKohen, you have to understand the words. And that's where it's better off if they say along each word. Now, I've never seen that. As much, even though I'm curious if in the Chavetz Chaim's home that's what they did. But I've never seen it. So either, it's one of two answers. Either everyone's educated B'zman HaZeh, so therefore it's not an issue. Right, by Kiddush, or Kivona Vacharta is the only problematic part, and that's why we sing it. Or we're just being makel, like the other day that the Mishnah Berurah says you can rely on, even though the Mishnah Berurah suggested that a person should be chayshish for the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Taisus. Yeah.
So let's say she does do that and does say the words a lot, like with every word. Is that implying that you have to say that you're able to have, like, you're able to speak even though like
Shemei Kohen and Bachatzi Bracha? Yeah.
You have to hold
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you have to hold like that. Yeah. Yeah. That's another sugya that really we should have done. I didn't realize that. There's a whole Geshmaka stipler on that to Rabbi Kiveger.
Yeah.
That was machmir on Shemei Kohen v'chatzir bracha.
But by her doing her, it's saying what? As if she's making kiddush for herself.
She's partially saying kiddush for herself and partially being you.
Well, what's the point? That's not herself. She's saying it to every word.
What? No, he's saying uncertain if you're doing half words.
No, I'm saying if she says a full thing.
Oh, then she's making her kiddush. She's making kiddush.
Is that? Yeah.
So that's a separate shiloh.
I'm saying if she does this, then like how?
That you could still be, I'd say, on the coast that he's mentioning. I'm making kiddush on his coast, and he's drinking. Kiveger, I think, was machber like that. That if you're going to say your own kiddush, so then you should have your own kos.
Exactly.
You don't. What?
But I'm not kiddush or using the same thing for two minutes.
No, she'd have her own.
Two people saying kiddush on the same kos.
No, she'd have her own.
Why is it any different than me being yotze kiddush through him completely? We're all just being yotze one mitzvah.
Yeah, but one person's.
The fact that we're doing it in separate ways. The Shemei Kohen is as if I said it.
You would hold the woman would need a
ghost
also?
Who?
No,
I'm saying you don't need a ghost.
Yeah.
You're Yotze. Through Shamei Kaina. Or through your Dibur. You're Yotze on his coast. Yeah.
And should she also say the bracha at the end?
So again, I'm not trying to change the practice. I don't make, we don't do this. This is not the Minhag HaOlam. But if you would ask the Mishnah Berurah, she should say whatever she doesn't understand.
Is it that at the time they're making the bracha, I have to know what he's saying? Or hypothetically, if I were to look at it's not necessarily when he's saying the words, I'm able to translate word for word like what he's saying at the time, what he's saying. Or is it that I just understand the language?
I don't understand the question.
Meaning, when someone's saying kiddush, it's not like I'm in my head translating, like, this is what he's saying.
Oh, no, I don't think you have to translate it. You just have to understand.
You have to hypothetically understand what it's
saying. Yeah, I think so. It's a good question, though. Yeah, meaning, let's say you space out for a second. I think you're still Yotze. Rabbi Sai, yeah, Oren.
Can we go back? What was the answer for
Rashi
again?
I don't really know, but Bluestein and Ben were stining that maybe Kavonasa Inyan would help by Kiddush also. Whatever they said by Pursume Nisa wasn't just a cool in Pursume Nisa. It was just the Gemara was telling you that whenever they're going to understand the context, that's sufficient. And whatever is going to exist by Pursume Nisa that they're going to ask their friends what it's about, perhaps that's going to exist by any mitzvah that they're going to be Yotze.
But until we said Pursume Nisa, we didn't say that.
Right. No, that was what existed in the Maskana.
But even...
But Rashi's, but again, Rashi's bringing a raya from this Gemara to his Shita.
But it was a specific. In the read, it seems very.
100%. 100%. I think the other Rishonim make more sense here. I do. I think it's a cool in Megillah. And I think the other Rishonim make have a smoother read in the Gemara. 100%. And that's really what the Mishnah Berurah brings down La Halacha. But that's not the Minhag HaOlam.
Rashi saying that if you don't understand it at all, it doesn't matter as long as it's Lashon HaKodesh, you're fine.
Yeah. Even by Shemei Kohen. Rabbi Sai, this Ritva that makes a diak from the Gemara is very important. Because the Ritva says, when the Gemara asks, what are you going to say by Achshtaranim? What are you going to say by that word that we don't understand? So the Ritva asks, why did the Gemara just say, okay, it's one word. Yeah. Why did the Gemara just say, you're Yotze, you're okay. It's just one word. So Zok the Ritva, to Raya from here, we have to make ourselves crazy, OCD, when it comes to the Megillah, that you can't miss a word. You have to be Makbid everywhere, and there can't be a Talos by any word in the Megillah. Every word, this was a major Machlokes Rishonim. The Ritva says, you see from this Gemara, from the Kasha of the Gemara, that every word makes a difference, and everything has to be read appropriately.
Don't you see that like that, the opposite? Don't we understand?
No, the Gemara, no. The Gemara was just saying that the Havonis HaInyan is a kula because of Prisume Nisa. But the Gemara should have answered, it's just two words, and the Gemara doesn't answer that. So it seems like everything other than Havonis HaInyan has to be accurate and has to be correct. So this is why many have the practice to have a cloth to be Yotze and to read along with the Megillah. Because why was the Gemara should have answered, it's just two words. Don't worry about it.
We're talking about Havana.
No, but The Gemara is saying by Havana, Presume Nisa, that's true. But the Gemara should have answered, for all the dinim of Megillah, we don't care about two words. It's just two words. Zakhtar Ritva, you see, by everything outside of Havana, that every word matters.
I don't know how you read it. That's just not it.
Because why didn't the Gemara answer that? It's just two words.
Because you had to understand it.
No, you don't. It's just two words. So Rabbi Yisai, this leads the practice of everyone to have a klaf, or even a chumash if you don't have a klaf. And the practice of the Chazanish and the Mishnah Brura to read along with the Megillah, quietly. Now, what does that do? That if I miss a word of the Baal Kaire, so I'll have it, ideally, if I have a klaf from my klaf. And even if you don't have a klaf, I'm not telling you you have to get a klaf. Even if you don't have a klaf, as long as I have rov from a klaf, then it works. That's Beferish and Shulchan Aruch.
You read it out loud or with your eyes?
As long as I didn't miss a word. No, you should actually say it. So this was the practice of the Chazanish.
Someone else is mostly with rov klaf and you catch a couple words.
Yeah. That's what we do. That's what we do. That's why it's very important to read along and to be able to be yotze that way in case you miss a word. Now, the Briskarov has been quoted as saying that what that does is that destroys Kriya Betzibur. Because since you're no longer being yotze al yedei the Baal Kaire, and now I'm doing my own independent Kriya, so now it becomes just like different Yechidim that are in the same room, reading simultaneously, and doesn't have a milah of Kriya Betzibur.
So,
what?
You
have
to say the role of the Kriya Betzibur.
No. I'm saying if you read along, let's say you I'm worried about missing a word, so now I'm going to say every word along with the Baal Kaire. So then says the Briskarov, now you just lost Kriya Betzibur. Clearly the Chazon Ish held, no, as long as you're reading along, what? Okay, but that's just people do that in order to be yotze shnai mikra, but that's that. But there the tzibur has to read it. There's no personal chiyuv that I have to be yotze when it comes to kriyas hatorah, right? I have to make sure that the community that Bluestein lives in has to lame the Torah. The tzibur has to take care of that, and I have to be a part of that tzibur. I don't have a chi of kriya Megillah. There's one of the mitzvahs of the yom is mishloach monos, matos levyonim, and mikra Megillah. So how am I yotze to that? So there's two ways to do that. So the Gemara makes a distinction. The Gemara says that bizman, if you're reading Megillah bizmana, the Gemara daf hey Megillah. The Gemara says if you're reading Megillah bizmana, you can lane it also b'yachid. Right? But you should lane it always ideally b'tzibur. There's a mila of reading b'kriya b'tzibur because of Presume Nisa. So the Briskarov tained that if a person reads along every word, then he actually hurts himself and damages himself, that's not going to be a kriya b'tzibur. I think the Minhaga Olam is not like that, like the Mishnah Brura suggested. And the Minhaga Olam is that even if you read along, you're not losing the kriya b'tzibur, and you're still connected to the chazan. And that's the way you could be yotze. But what you could do is you could do what Aiden said. That you read along quietly, and then for the parts, if I miss, so then I'll stick it in with the klaf or with whatever I have in order to be yotze. Why is there a maila, Rabbi Yisai, to have the klaf? Why is anyone even makbid to have the klaf if you're yotze with rov? That's in the klaf. So the answer is because I don't want to rely on rov. Because l'chadchila, I should have kol. That's from the klaf. And this is a way that I would be able to be able to the klaf.
Why can't you just read along with your eyes and then anywhere you don't hear, just fill it
in? That's what I was just saying that you should do. I said that b'shimcha. Yeah. You said what a person could do is read along with his eyes. And then if you miss, then you could just add those things in. I think that would work even according to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah was just saying to read along just in case. Might be a little harder because you might not realize, and the Mishnah Berurah is saying even if you don't realize, you'll have it over here. But that's what I do, is that I read along, I don't say it, and then if I need to, I'll just add in a word, whether I'm reading from a Chumash or I'm reading from a Klaf of a Megillah.
Why does that help you not to say it?
What?
Why does it help you not to say it?
See, then you chop the brisker up.
Do you need to?
That's what we do.
I'm saying, but you have your own person.
Yeah, that's what I do, but you don't need to. The chazan has to do that. You know,
you're
low gara than a person with a chumash. So to say that I'm a chuyiv to do it is, that's what we do. Because when you have a klaf, you should make it like an eger. Meaning, I don't think you have to try. Meaning, if it's annoying at all, and the din is that the chazan has to. I don't think a person can keep it rolled up and he doesn't have to spread out his whole thing. If a person wants to do it, you know, like there's an inyan of egeris. You're mimicking everything that the tzibur does. But I think the people that have to make it like a egeris is the chazan.
If you're reading from a klaf, you need to know all the nekudos. So you have to have, like, you have to basically know the entire megillah before and after.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the Megillah doesn't have any nekudos.
So isn't there like a mile in the region of Chumash? If you miss a word, you can
fill it. Oh, you're saying that you won't be able to say it right?
Yeah.
Echanami.
So if you're reading from a class, you should kind of like study the Megillah before, no?
Right. I hear that. You're saying you might get more stuck with a class.
Yeah, I could end the ritual though, that it doesn't, if it's not the same Indian.
It's not Mishanah Sa'inyan. Okay, but you don't want to, let's say your mistake, Aiden, saying is that is so bad that it's Mashanah saying you don't want to get that wrong. You are in riskier territory. He's right.
Should it be with just a chumash? Does that help for anything? There's no Megillah.
If there's no Megillah, that's very b'di'evit.
Then would each one person?
Would you tell me that I should do that above nothing? Yes. But no.
Really. I have Torah, don't we say...
Oh, after. This is... The Gemara has dinim. The Gemara says it has to be sown. The Gemara says it has to be a klaf. It has to have sirta. It has to have... This is the Gemara says this is the tzura to be to the mitzvah.
Doesn't the Gemara say that have Torah also should be a klaf?
The Gemara... What? The Gemara does say that they had sifrei daf. The Gemara does say... The Gemara says that originally they did, but then the Magen Avraham and the Taz both said once the Gemara said that they ace lasos Hashem efir to resecha, they stopped it. So we have a leniency now not to have klaf when it comes to afteris. What?
And
the young Israel Farrellin just got it also.
Then we still have, then each person has to.
It's big. It was big. So I gave a whole shiur on this. On the mile of having a klaf. But to say that you're not yaitse is pretty machmer.
Why they stop it?
It means that the same reason we're allowed to learn Torah Shebaal Peh inside and write it down is because, yeah. Yeah.
But if you have Torah, if it's not a klaf, then we each have to read it.
Yeah, that's the chumra of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that if you're not writing out of a klaf, so then you should say it along. Yeah. Yeah. That's the mile of having a klaf. I told the tzibur, I made a joke. I said, now that we have a klaf, you can all go to sleep during after. Not really, but you don't have to stay too long.
Is there a kiddush club in your shul?
No.
Afterwards, the bechem go home.
All right, chevra.